In suffering is found the joy of life, and in joy of suffering is found the bliss of existence. If after death our lost is body, we feel that our lives are meaningless, such a feeling should not be there, because it would mean that the meaning to our lives given to us by Baba during his lifetime had no meaning. Therefore, our feeling of emptiness and sorrow after Baba dropped his body should be groundless and illogical. With body, Baba was the life as Meher Baba in himself, and existence as the avatar in all. Without body, he is the existence as Meher Baba in himself, and life as the avatar in all. This is existence and life. Avatar Meher Baba is not gone. He ever is and will ever be. He has only changed his position from an individual life and an universal existence to an individual existence and a universal life. In his present status, he should be more in our thoughts and feelings, separated as we are from the vision of his body which he has grasped. He should therefore be closer to us than ever. In his closeness to us lies our great opportunity of making him our own. Through love for him and his unseen presence in our lives. Baba said, "Believe that I am the Ancient One. Do not for a moment doubt. Do not doubt for a moment. There is no possibility of my being anyone else. I am not this body that you see. It is only a forecast of when I visit you. I am infinite consciousness. Grieve not, for the lamp that burns in its murky light, bright color, splendor, has gone. Because the light that lights the lamp is ever aflame everywhere in its effulgence. Seek we, Meher Baba, as light in our hearts, and he will never fail to cheer and brighten up the dark recesses of doubt and despair. Avatar Meher Baba, during his lifetime, blasted all our doubts and laid a siege to the patterns and perversities of our desires. If the desires are not completely gone, the wind from their sails was removed. Even a desire of God realization was proclaimed to be negated, to create a thirst for desirelessness, to create a thirst for desirelessness. To a question once asked, "Where is God?" Baba replied, "He is beyond hopes." This hope may be for anything and everything, including God realization. We love to serve Baba during his lifetime. He often awakened us to keep a firm hold on his Dharma, that is on his Christ. In fact, it was he who had held us to his Dharma, and I always wondered why he time and again warned us to be aware that the Dharma should not slip off our hands. It was his way to keep us alert and active. It was his way to prepare us for the great event of dropping his body. It is our turn to hold on to his Dharma now and forever. It was easier to hold on to his garment when he was in body, because he held her to his garment. By his repeated reminder of the morning, he made it easy for her to hold on to his garment when he is not in body. It was to his divine presence we can attach when he was in body. It is to the presence of his divinity we should become firmly attached after he has dropped his body. Divine and divinity are the two aspects of avatar Mahabharata. When one is manifest, the other is unmanifest. When in body, Mahabharata, as the divine was manifest, and as divinity was unmanifest. Without body, Mahabharata as the divine is unmanifest, and as divinity is manifest. So, Mahabharata is not bound. He has turned his divine state away from us to give us the experience of his divinity. As a power on whose presence we rely every time for everything, he has awakened us to the consciousness of his divinity on which we have to rely every time for everything. Divine and the divinity are as close to each other as pure water and the color is the hues of the attributes that are his divinity. When water gets color, the water does not cease to exist. So if Baba is born from our seeing existence, he has come more to our life which is full of colors. Out of the scattered colors of our samskaras or impressions, we hope to purify ourselves, to become conscious of our pure existence, which is nothing but the existence of the avatar and within. He is ever with us and in us. Seek we, Baba, as avatar Mahabharata, in our heart, and he is ever there to guide us, to protect us, and to purify us from the ever-changing lights of illusion, and to enlighten us with the ever-unchanging knowledge and bliss of existence. Jai Mahabharata, ever the avatar.
Jai Mahabharata.